baby looked in the mirror that his mommy had placed on the floor. His little hand went to the other baby looking back at him. Their hands touched briefly, tiny fingers touching, flexing, and pressing against one another. A look of wonder appeared on his face as he took in the reflection. The little one smiled against his pack in his mouth. He sat up and clapped, bouncing up and down as he did so. He looked over at his mommy to see if she was watching. She was. She smiled at her baby boy, scrunching up her nose and crawling down on the floor with him. He started to giggle and tried to crawl away, but it was too late. His mommy had his little tootsies in her hands, her nails gently brushing up and down the instep. He rolled over and started to laugh while his mommy brought her hands up to his sides, gently tickling him. She was laughing too now, relishing the time that she could spend with her little man. The clock on the mantel chimed. They both stopped playing and looked at the clock. Mommy sighed and said, "It's 7 o'clock, Alan. Time for your bath. Did you do your stinky for Mommy?" Alan looked up at her, his eyes big, and shook his head no. "Now, Alan, you know Mommy wants you to go poopy before bath time, so you don't make a stinky after you're all clean." She brushed her fingertips down his cheek, smiling at him warmly. "Are you ready to go poopy?" Alan shook his head yes. She stood up and went to sit on the sofa. Alan crawled over to her. She reached down, took his hands in hers, and she helped him up onto her lap. He put his head on her shoulder as she rubbed his tummy with the palm of her hand. Her other hand patted the side of his right thigh. "Now just relax. Push out that poopy for Mommy, Alan. You can do it." She began to rock back and forth, cooing softly to him, giving him words of encouragement, telling him to just push with his tummy. Alan began to push, making little grunting sounds. He was trying so hard. Mommy placed her forehead against his temple, whispering all the while, telling him how much she loved him and how much of a good baby he was. The first couple of pushes produced nothing, but suddenly he felt it. He felt that warm messy start to fill his diaper. He could tell by his mommy's smile that he was doing a good job. She pushed him forward and put the flat of her hand on his diaper bottom, patting him as she pushed with his little stomach muscles, rubbing her hand up and down the back of his bum. He pushed some more, filling the diaper up little by little until there was nothing left for him to push out. "Good boy," his mama said proudly. "You did it." She was still rubbing her hand over his hiney, caressing her baby through his diaper. She pushed him back into his original position, speaking softly into his little ear. She asked him if he was ready to make his other special messy for his mommy. Alan shook his head with great enthusiasm, yes. Mommy kissed his chubby little cheek and whispered into his ear, "Let's go to Mommy's room." She took her baby to her room and placed him on the bed. Alan wondered if his mommy would take off the stinky diaper before he made the special messy his mommy was talking about. He never made one with a poopy diaper on before. She climbed onto the bed next to her little baby, rolled over, and placed her right hand on the front of his diaper. She let her fingertips drift between his little legs, rubbing, caressing, and making the diaper crinkle with every movement of her fingertips. Alan could feel that warm messy being pressed all over. He wasn't sure he liked it at first, but after a few minutes, he began to react to his mommy's touch. His mommy kept this up for 10 minutes, squishing that messy around and around, pressing lightly, then hard, until Alan made that very special messy for his mommy. She took him off the bed and laid him on the floor. Reaching under the bed, she took out the plastic bin that held all of Alan's supplies. She took out a changing mat and some wipes. Since Alan was going to get a bath in a few minutes, there was no need to put a fresh diaper on him yet. After cleaning up that big messy that he had made, they made their way to the bathroom. Alan had a nice warm bath, splashing away in the water, getting his mommy wet along with a good portion of the floor. His mommy placed a bunch of bubbles on his head before washing him off. Mommy washed her baby with a lot of care. She made sure not to miss one spot, paying special attention to his hiney and pee-pee. After Alan was all clean, she scooped him up in a big fluffy towel, took him back to her room, and patted him off gently, making sure that there were no moisture left in the crevices of his little legs. Alan knew Mommy did this so there was no water left over to cause a rash. She pushed his fresh diaper under his little butt, powdered him in a thick layer of Johnson's, finished the diaper change, put him in his jammies, put him in his bed, and kissed his nose. "Alan! Alan!" She shook him gently to wake him up. Alan moved around, opened his eyes, and looked at his wife. "Honey, you have to get up. You have that big meeting today. You can't be late." Alan looked at the alarm clock. Monday had come all too soon. No more time with Mommy until next weekend. He sat up in bed, reached over, taking his wife's hand in his. He looked into her eyes, grinning. "Mommy, thank you for taking care of me this weekend." She smiled at him. "You are welcome, honey bunny. Now get dressed or Mommy will have to spank you for not listening." Alan watched her leave the bed. She was chuckling, and she walked into the master bath. And the only thing that he could think of was how much of a lucky baby he was to have his lovely wife also be his wonderful Mommy.